Revisiting an uncertain Iraq as the Mideast trembles. Today, Thursday, July 11th. This is The World. I'm Marco Werman. A reporter returns to Iraq a decade after she was injured during the invasion of Baghdad.
While I was reporting, I saw like an orange glow. And, you know, a colleague said, look. And then we looked and that was the tank shell that hit our bureau.
Also today, applying the military's counterinsurgency strategy for Afghanistan to the war on gangs here in the U.S.
The business model is the same. And I know counterinsurgency can work if properly applied.
And later, sprucing up a Vancouver institution.
I'm not sure anyone actually goes to a strip club for the food, but the idea is that they're not leaving the strip club because of the food.
Those stories and more coming up on The World.
PRI's The World is supported by Medtronic. Medtronic Philanthropy expands access to chronic disease healthcare for the underserved through programs that strengthen health systems, promote healthy communities, and magnify the philanthropic efforts of its 43,000 employees worldwide. More at medtronicphilanthropy.com.
I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We're not prone to speculation, but it's not a stretch to say that it seems like the turmoil in Egypt will be going on for some time. Today, the Muslim Brotherhood insisted that it won't back down from its demands that President Mohamed Morsi be reinstated, but the group vowed to keep its demonstrations peaceful. Morsi was overthrown by the Egyptian military last week after massive protests called for his ouster. Since then, several Muslim Brotherhood leaders have been arrested, and more than 50 Morsi supporters were killed when soldiers opened fire on them earlier this week. Meanwhile, the U.S. says it's still going ahead with a previously scheduled delivery to Egypt of 4 F-16 fighter jets, which got us thinking, how does all this look from Israel's perspective next door? Correspondent Daniel Estrin is in Tel Aviv. What is Israel's official reaction, Daniel, to the latest round of unrest in Egypt?
Marco, so far it's been silence. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has reportedly told his cabinet and ministers not to speak publicly, not to tweet, not to post anything on Facebook about what they think about what's going on in Egypt. Israel has to be really careful as its neighbors, not only Egypt, as its neighbors are rising up against their rulers. You know, Israel has usually been the enemy in this neighborhood, and anything that Israel says for or against anything that might be going on next door could, you know, get it in trouble later.
So beyond the official Israeli silence, there were reports that the Israelis were urging Washington not to halt American military aid to Egypt. So what's the thinking there?
The thinking is very interesting. You know, Egypt actually gets the second largest amount of U.S. foreign aid in the world. Israel, of course, is in the first place. And that is because of the Israeli-Egypt peace accord. So the way that Israel sees things, you know, when money is flowing to Egypt and especially to Egypt's military, there are good relations between Israel and Egypt. If there weren't good relations between those two countries, America wouldn't send that money. Israel's main concern is that it has a strong military in Egypt, secure borders, and it wants that money to be flowing to the military.
Now, according to the Arabic language newspaper Al Hayat, Egyptian troops have killed dozens of militants in the Sinai, including more than 30 Hamas fighters. What's the situation next door to southern Israel in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula right now?
It's been very tense next door in the Sinai Peninsula. That's a pretty lawless area of Egypt, and there have been many attacks on Israel from that region by militants, including Palestinians who have snuck in from Gaza. So Israel has always been interested in a strong Egyptian military going in there every once in a while and making sure that attacks aren't happening, whether it's internal on Egyptian forces or cross-border violence. So we're hearing reports that the Egyptian military has been asking Israel for permission to swoop in there and, quote-unquote, to clean up those militants. The Egyptian border is the last one that Israel wants to ignite again.
And one more point on the Egypt-Israel connection, Daniel. There's an Egyptian woman who's become somewhat of a celebrity recently on Israeli TV. What's up with that?
It's true. Her name is Hiba Hamdi Abu Saif. She wears a headscarf. She looks like a typical Egyptian woman. But she has been appearing on Israeli television. She was appearing especially as the crowds were gathering in Tahrir Square. She speaks perfect.